In honor of Women's History Month, Magic 98 is reliving defining moments that changed our history as we know it today. And while you listen, the hope is for you to feel energized and inspired to create even more change. In 2018, Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to be a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, despite allegations from a high school classmate that he assaulted her at a party. The hearings caused a deep division, more along party lines than gender lines in the Senate. But in the next few months across the U.S., it was all about gender. There was a large difference in prior elections. More women were running for office than ever before, and the votes showed how we felt about current issues, and so began what was dubbed the Year of the Woman. A record 102 women were elected to the House. The Senate in the 116th Congress was a quarter women, which was a record. Females represented about two-thirds of the Democrats' pickups in the House, crediting them with flipping the House from GOP control to Democratic control. Women also won 9 governor's races in Maine, Iowa, Michigan, South Dakota, New Mexico, Kansas, Oregon, Rhode Island, and in the U.S. territory of Guam. In the 2018 elections, women played a bigger role than they have ever in any other election in American history.
But really the only thing we know for certain about the Arizona elections today is that the state will get its first female senator.
I don't want anyone to elect me because I'm a woman, but we need to elect me because I'm better.
The number of female congressional candidates has increased by 44% since 2012.
I've dedicated my life to serving the country I love.
But within the diverse field, there is a common thread: women.
The stakes are high. We can't afford to get it wrong.
Unlike in the past,
I'm running for Congress.
I've had enough. I'm running for Congress.
They're not trying to downplay their femininity.
I put criminals in prison during the day and change diapers at night.
They're also highlighting their unique strengths.
I won't back down, because progress is undefeated. We just need to fight for it. Are you ready?
Nearly half of the 50 states have never sent a woman to the Senate, and there are 5 that had never even sent a representative who is a female to the House of Representatives.
It's leading to the question, will 2018 be the year of the woman candidate?
And as a lawyer, with a judge who made a crack about my looks on my very first day in court. So when I became a judge myself, I made sure everyone in my courtroom was treated with fairness and respect.
2018 marked a renewed year of the woman, with women making history in elected office and beyond.
Females from both parties are running in huge numbers.
It's being called a seismic shift, a record number of women running for elected office.
We're talking about revolution.
In the 27 states that have had their primaries, 21 have a record number of women candidates.
We've had over 40,000 women reach out to Emily's List to say, I think I'm interested in running for office. We have had 10,000 more that have reached out to say, I think I want to help a woman run for office.
Quite frankly, every issue we care about is at stake right now.
We were all meant to fly.
History changed. The Year of the Woman, the election cycle of 2018. Women's History Month on Madison's Magic 98.